Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechta Sukka, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Yishaya Roishai Verubai Besukka. You have a person who had his head and most of his guf inside the sukkah. He's sitting on a special mita, that's how they used to sit and eat their sudais. His head and most of his guf is kind of reclining inside the sukkah. Now, it may have been a very big sukkah, but this is the metzias. He's sitting by the doorway. There's a doorway from the sukkah into his house. The shulchanai and his table is in front of him, b'toich habayis, in the house. Beis Shammai poislin, the Beis Shammai say, in this case, the sukkah is possible for him, u'besil machshir, and the besil say it's kosher. Now, l'chayr, the lashon is a little difficult. Poislin usually means the sukkah is possible. The sukkah isn't possible. He may not be yotze because of the way he's sitting. So the Gemara says, enechanami, there's something missing in the words of the Mishnah. This is how the Mishnah should read. It should say, Beis Shammai, or the Beis Shammai say, lo yotze, so he's not yotze is chayr. Because the Beis Shammai hold, we're scared he's going to lean over after his table, and he's too close to the edge over here. He's going to wind up eating inside the house, even though right now technically he's in the sukkah, but this whole setup where he's by the door and the table's in the house, this is not going to work, say the Beis Shammai. We don't want people to eat this way, and therefore they said a person that eats this way is not yotze, his chayv, he has to eat again. And according to what the Gemara tells us, the Lashon should be the Basil say he is Yaitzeh Zchayv. They don't hold that there's a concern over here he's going to be pulled after his table. In addition to that, there's another machloikis between the Beshamah and the Basil, as the Gemara explains this Mishnah. And that's in regard to a small sukkah. You have a very small sukkah. And this is how the Gemara explains it. We should say the words over here. If you have a very small sukkah, all there is place for his head and most of his guf, but not for his table. Beshamay Paislin over here. Here's where we apply the words in our Mishnah. Here the Beshamay say the sukkah is pasul, even if he wants to eat with holding the bread in his hand. I don't need a table. He says, I don't care, there's no place for my table. I'll hold the bread in my hand. No. Because the shear for a kosher, a sukkah is, it has to be at least big enough for someone's head, most of his body, and the table. If the sukkah is smaller than that, where Skid is going to get tired of holding the bread in his hand, he's going to bring the table, and he's going to wind up eating outside of the sukkah. Well, Beis Hillel machshir, and the Beis Hillel say, no, it is kosher. The Beis Hillel say, this is the minimum amount of a sukkah. If it can fit roishei v'rubai, that's enough. You don't have to be able to fit in the table. So l'maisa, there's a machloikis between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel in regard to two things. I could have a large sukkah, but the problem is he's, for whatever reason, sitting by the door and his table's inside the house. Or I can have a small sukkah that there's no place for his table. In both of these instances, we say that there's something here which is unusual, and that is that the halacha is like the Beis Shammai. If you're sitting by the doorway and your table is inside the house, you are not yotze your chayv. And a sukkah katana, which only holds roishei v'rubai, is pasul. The minimum size of the sukkah has to be roishei v'rubai and a table. And that shear is 7 by 7 tvach. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Amr lehen Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. The Beis Hillel said to the Beis Shammai, Loka chayamaisa, was there not a story? In other words, we know for a fact that there was such a story. So they're saying, wasn't there such a story, shehalchu, that once they went during sukkahs, Ziknei Beis Shammai, v'ziknei Beis Hillel, the elders of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and they went levaker to visit as Rabbi Yochanan ben Hachirani. He was sick. And when they found him, he was sitting roishei v'rubai basukkah. His head and most of his body was inside the sukkah. But v'shulchanei b'tach habayis, his table was inside the house. Exactly the case where we have a machlokes, the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. And the Ziknei Beis Shammai and the Ziknei Beis Hillel didn't say davar anything to him. So apparently they were masking that he is yotze the mitzvah of sukkah eating this way. And even the Ziknei Beis Shammai were there. They didn't say anything. So you see that they are moided to the Beis Hillel that it's good. Amr lehen Beis Shammai. So the Beis Shammai said to the Beis Hillel, Misham ra'aya? You're being a raya from that story? Adrabah, just the opposite. From there there's a raya that you're not yotze. Because as far as we understand the story, Avheim, the Ziknei Beis Shammai, Amr Lai said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Hachirani, This is how you're sitting? With your table in the house? Only you're in the sukkah? Imkei na'yisanaik, if this is how you sit in the sukkah with your table in the house, you should know, if you always did it this way, l'kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. Literally, you never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah. The way that Ran and the Ritva explain this, it can't be that he wasn't yoytz of the mitzvah min ha-toyra, because it's only exeded the Rabbanan. But they meant to say is, you never fulfill the mitzvah properly, the way the Chachamim would like you to fulfill it. The Chachamim don't want the table in your house, and you had the table in your house. By the way, you know, the Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin, one of the reasons we usually paskin like the Beis Hillel is because they always respected the words of the Beis Shammai. As a matter of fact, they always repeated the words of the Beis Shammai before they would say their own Shita. And here's another example. Note what it says over here. Shehalchu ziknei Beis Shammai v'ziknei Beis Hillel levakers of Yechonah ben Hachirani. The ziknei Beis Hillel allowed the ziknei Beis Shammai to go first. So quickly chazering over, as we understand our Mishnah from the corrections that are made in the Gemara, there are two machloikis over here between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. One is, even if you have a large sukkah, but the person is sitting by the door with the table in his house, the Beis Shammai say it's not good, the Beis Hillel say it's okay. And the other machloikis is about a small sukkah that doesn't have place for the person's table, only his head and most of his body. The Beis Shammai say it's good, the Beis Hillel say it's not good. The Beis Hillel said to the Beis Shammai, wasn't there a story that the Ziknei Beis Shammai, your Rebbeim, and the Ziknei Beis Hillel went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Hachirani, who wasn't well, and he was sitting this way with his table inside the house, and the Ziknei Beis Shammai didn't tell him anything? Isn't that a raya that they're moided to the Beis Hillel that it's good? So the Beis Shammai said, no, as far as we know, they said, if that's how you're doing it, you were never properly fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah. Now, we touch the words, l'kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, that you weren't yoytz of the mitzvah of sukkah properly, because the Rabbanan say we don't want you eating that way. That's how the Ran learns. There are other shitas, however. It's mashmed away from Taisvis, that even in Atari he wasn't yoytz his chayv. Because any mitzvah deraisa that the Chachamim establish certain ways of doing it, and you don't do it the way the Chachamim say to do it, you're not yoytz even in HaTorah.